You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Ever since the birth control pill for women hit the market in the early 1960s, many have wondered if a similar option could ever be created for men. For decades, the solution seemed elusive or even impractical. But there are efforts underway now to develop a safe and effective male contraceptive, and some of those methods have shown some promise in early testing. So how close are we to having a breakthrough in male contraception? Dr. Arthi Thirumalai is an assistant professor of medicine and metabolism, endocrinology, and nutrition at the University of Washington School of Medicine in Seattle, where she's been involved with male contraception research efforts. Dr. Thirumalai, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been since the 1960s that the birth control pill for women came out. Is there a demand out there? Is there a need for a birth control pill for men now?
That's a great question, Rob. As we all know, women have a variety of options to choose from when it comes to contraception, and a vast majority of them are very effective. And for the largest time, I think we thought that, you know, that is sufficient and we don't need to look any further. But I think the reality is that there are several men out there who welcome options that they could take the power of, you know, taking on the responsibility of contraception for the couple as well. And even men who are not in a relationship would like to feel empowered to be the ones making the decision about whether they are fertile in the moment or not. And I think there's also a large number of couples in which the women are either unable to tolerate contraceptive methods or their use is just not indicated anymore because of medical concerns. And so in those couples, then there aren't really a lot of options they can resort to because there aren't any male options that are out there in the market at this time. And so I think there really always was an unmet need for male methods. And I think men are more willing and interested in this now. And so we're really glad that that's happening.
Talk about some of the science behind an oral contraceptive for men. How would it work?
So the basic thing to understand is that in the male body, the brain releases certain hormones that then signal the testicles to make testosterone and sperm. And if in men we give a synthetic androgen, which is a male hormone, or with or without a progestin, which is a second hormone, either in the form of a pill or an injection or a patch or pellets, when we give these exogenously and they take them, it suppresses the production of testosterone in the men's body, and at the same time, it suppresses their sperm production. But because they're getting this synthetic agent, that will bind to all of the parts of the body that testosterone normally was binding to and exert all the effects their endogenous testosterone would have exerted. And so the men should feel completely fine and not feel like they're not having any testosterone in their body, and at the same time would not be making sperm.
Where are products like this now in the testing process?
That's a great question. So, you know, over decades, we've had several different contraceptive regimens that have actually been shown to be very effective at this. And there are a number of efficacy studies where couples have used those regimens as their only method and seen if it prevents pregnancies effectively. And a lot of them are very effective. Unfortunately, none of those actually made it to market. Currently, our group here, we're collaborating with LA Biomed, UCLA, and with the assistance of NICHD at the NIH. We are trying to get a variety of novel agents through the different phases of drug development. And we're looking at all options of use. So we're looking at pills, we're looking at injectables, and we're looking at gels. And the one that's farthest along is a gel formulation. It's a combination of a progestin called nesterone along with testosterone in the form of a gel that men would apply on their shoulders. And then, so that's the drug that is farthest ahead in development. So currently, there's a study underway across 9 different sites and with the aim to recruit over 400 couples where the men would apply this product every day to their shoulders, and they would use it, the couples would use this as their only method for about a 52-week efficacy phase where they're not using any other form of contraception, and we would see how effective the drug is at preventing pregnancy. In terms of the pill, we have 2 very promising agents that are in a slightly earlier phases of development but have shown in 28-day studies that they were very effective at suppressing testosterone production in men while maintaining their normal testosterone-related functions. And the vast majority of men tolerated both of those agents, the pills, completely fine. A 12-month study of one of those pills is currently underway, recruiting men at both in both Seattle and Los Angeles. And then there's an injection that's probably in the earliest phases of these three forms, injections of DMAU, which is one of the drugs, which we've just given men a single dose, and we're seeing how the effects are in these men.
Now, with, say, the gel, since that's furthest along, if everything went right in terms of research, and that's, I know, a big if at every stage, about how long might it be before something like this would be on the market for someone to try?
Yeah, so we're hoping that this study will be able to conclude it in the next couple of years here. And then if everything goes well, there will obviously be further phases of development for the drug. But the realistic and hopeful sort of view here would be that preferably in the next 10 years, we will have something on market that men could be able to use.
And I should ask, the birth control pill for women has been famous over the decades for side effects. I understand there have been improvements over the decades that make that less bad, but not non-existent. Is this something that's an issue for male birth control as well?
Yes. I mean, so any medication comes with some side effects, right? But the purpose here would be to minimize that as much as possible, while at the same time not compromising on the effectiveness of the drug. And again, when we're altering people's hormonal environments, we're likely to see some side effects. But the good news is that all of the agents that we are currently trying out have been largely very well tolerated by men, with some mild side effects seen in a small percentage of men. So nothing that has jumped out as concerning for us or that would discourage us from proceeding further in development for these agents.
And I guess part of the research would be what happens after a man stops using this kind of birth control. Do they go back to being able to produce children?
Yes, and this is actually something that has also been looked at very closely over the decades in male contraceptive research. And the majority of men recover their own testosterone production very rapidly after stopping the use of the product. And their sperm recovery is also almost uniformly comes back to normal over time. Now, how long it takes for that to happen depends on the method they're using. Like a gel form would be shorter acting, so the recovery would be faster, and then it would be the pills, and then in the injections a little slower. But vast majority of men return their sperm production to normal somewhere in the 3 to 12 month range period of time, depending on the method of use. And so there shouldn't really be concerns of long-term effects on their fertility or testosterone production.
Well, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date, Dr. Thirumali, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Dr. Aarthi Thirumali, Assistant Professor of Medicine and Metabolism, Endocrinology and Nutrition at the University of Washington School of Medicine in Seattle, where she's been involved with male contraception research efforts.